Brett had some success with the empty backfield stuff. Mm-hmm. From a quarterback's perspective, what's good about that?
It cleans up protection a little bit. I think it's one of the big things. You get guys in space, it's easier to determine who's coming.
So just one less thing for a quarterback to think about, so you can just mm-hmm. go play football?
Yep. Yeah.
We'll add up to that terrific throw to Devontae in the fourth quarter.
I'm sorry?
What led up to that? Just for him to just have that confidence, make that throw in the rain, take that next step?
Practice. Just getting better each week. He's made that throw 100 times in scout team. It's just having the confidence to pull the trigger in the game. And, he got on a roll there. He got kind of hot. And the confidence will continue to grow as he moves forward.
Did you see something during the game before the fourth quarter from a confidence standpoint where the light bulb kind of went on? Because obviously the scout team and then being able to make it in mm-hmm. that situation are two totally different things.
I think that's what we were building towards, this type of game where he's – feels more comfortable, just playing the game. And, I thought he did a great job, managing the offense and taking care of the football the last few weeks. And I said a couple weeks ago, he's just going to continue to get better each week. And I think that's what we're seeing. But as far as anything that led up to that, once again, back to practice, just getting the reps, getting the confidence, getting the timing with the guys.
Yeah. When you guys get together on Monday night, Tuesday, start your game planning, and look, I know you would just rather have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. He's one of the best ever. I get it. But is there a different level of juice in those meetings as you're trying to come up with some different parts of the playbook that you usually don't use? I'm just curious because I can't remember the last time I saw a Wildcat snap run around here. I mean, is there something to that of –
Maybe well, so. I think, obviously the Wildcat, you'd be crazy to take a snap away from Aaron, whereas you got a young guy in there for the, first couple times and take a little bit of load off of him, try to manufacture some yards, in a surprise, environment. But, usually you wouldn't see us in Wildcat with Aaron.
Alex, what goes through the quarterback's mind? Remember the blitz you got from the slot? That he got sacked on, and he was kind of looking. It looked like he had his guy open that he wanted. Mm-hmm. What's the process, and how do you get the guy to throw the ball or wherever you want in that situation?
Yeah, it's just, get him getting comfortable with the concepts. That's the biggest thing. That was nothing really difficult. It was just a new concept for him. So just a continuation, getting reps after rep after rep, giving him different looks each time. Until he comes, becomes fully confident with the concept.
And then he plays faster?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Alex, playing in Buffalo, I'm sure you obviously had plenty of cold games and you played in the college in a colder climate, right?
Yep.
Brett really hasn't done that. I mean, he's an Arizona kid, played in California. Anything, it might be cold on Sunday, any advice that you have for him just on how to handle that?
The biggest thing is be comfortable. A lot of guys a history of going out there and trying to be, I don't need sleeves, I don't want to, But at that position, I've learned from the hard way, you got to be comfortable, warm enough, just get the right clothes on. The good news is, he's obviously been practicing outside here, for the last 3 years, and we've had some really cold practices outside, so it's not like it's the first time he's throwing the ball in the cold. I tried to be that guy who didn't wear sleeves and changed real quick at halftime one time, so.
Was that a game you were starting?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Remember what game
it was at Penn State, I believe. Quickly put the sleeves on.
Brett's touchdown to Devontae, that looked a little bit like Aaron, or maybe not a little bit, a whole bunch like Aaron as far as staying out of pocket?
Absolutely. That's part of the QB school. That's part of the things we drill, extended plays, throwing on the run, moving outside the pocket. And, that was as close to an Aaron play as we've seen from him.
Do you still have the QB school? I mean, when Mike first got here, that was a big part of the offseason. I don't remember exactly what the rules were, but I know they had a lot more time to work with these guys. Do you still have what you call a QB school?
Absolutely, absolutely.
You have enough time to work with?
Well, we love to have more time, and that's a big thing with quarterbacks and young quarterbacks and specifically. They just don't have the time that was dedicated to them as they did before the CBA. So, you get guys in here in March, And you start, you know, in the classroom, you're talking about spending 6 hours a day, you know, with classroom and field reps that those guys aren't getting now. So we try to jam it in. We still do it, but it's not as you know, extensive as it had been just due to the time constraints.
Hey, Alex, it was 0-1 when you got your opportunity, right?
Yes.
And did Rob Johnson get hurt?
He did, yes.
Okay. Did you have a guy like Devontae looks like he's kind of being for Brett? Was it like Molds?
Molds, yeah. It was Eric Molds.
Okay, so can you kind of maybe give us a glimpse of what that – I mean, Eric Molds was good anyway.
Right.
I get that. But what kind of a security blanket was that, or what did that do for you coming in as the new starter? And are you seeing that with Brett and Devontae, or am I making a leap?
No, I think that those guys are getting on the same page. I know. I think that's something that, you know, they do a lot on the side, you know, during special teams periods where they'll step aside and get some individual routes. But for me, it was just the confidence and, you know, I had a good rapport with Molds. You know, I think he and Devontae have a good rapport. And it was just not so much a security blanket, but I knew if I was ever in a jam, you know, I was going to lean towards trying to get the ball to Eric.
And how did that with Eric kind of evolve? Or, I mean, you were at a different point in your career at that
sure.
point, too, than Brett is. But how did that evolve, or how did that
That's
happen?
A locker room. That's practice. That's meeting rooms, you know, just being around each other. You know, I thought Eric was a great guy. I enjoyed his company, too. It probably helps, you know. Not that I didn't like anybody else, but, you know, I thought, you know, everything that goes into it, just that chemistry that's built through the locker room, through meeting rooms, and obviously on the practice field.
As much as you work on this in practice, having Brett through, you know, 3.5 games, how much does that help the line, just anticipating him, where he's going to be for a launching point, pass protection, and, you know, what his tendencies are as opposed to Aaron?
Well, obviously, the more he plays, the better feel they'll get for him as well. You know, I think that is definitely part of it. You know, where he likes to escape the pocket, things like that, and that they'll get used to.